Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by our dear friends, the Saka family. Zocher Chasdei Avos Mevi Goel, Livnei V'Nehem L'man Shmo B'Yava. We've been discussing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of our praise for Him is how we can rely on Hashem, because we tap into the Zchus Avos when we last left off. We spoke about Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal's interpretation, Rav Dessler, how we understand the notion of Zchus Avos, Hashem protected and preserves within us not only physical DNA, but the spiritual DNA of our ancestors. Magen Avraham, He protects the Avraham in each and every one of us. That sense of faith, that sense of resilience, that sense of our ability to persevere. Umevi Goel of Nevenehem. Which Geula are we talking about? Umevi Goel. How many Geulas are there? When I ask which Geula are we talking about? We're not talking about the previous Geula that we talked about after Shema. Third paragraph of Shema, following Shema, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Geula, the Bracha preceding the Amida, Gaal Yisrael, what gave us confidence that we should ask Hashem for things, because He's already answered us in the past. And just like He saved us and redeemed us previously, we can be confident He will save us and redeem us again in the future. So it's not talking about the past Geula. So what is Umevi Goel of Nevenayam? It's not the Geula Shlema. So many think the alternative is, if it's not the past Geula, it is the future Geula. We long for and we await and we wish and we want, and hopefully yet today Mashiach will come. We'll be zochet to the Geula Shlema. That's not the end of the Dvar Torah. I know it sounds like it should be. You're ready to say Amen, Kaddish. But that's not just because I said Mashiach. But Meir of Yamin is not the end of the Dvar Torah. So it's not the future Geula either. Rav Reisman, I share with you an insight of Rav Reisman that he gave us on our fly-in last year, quoting from the Gra, the son of the Vilna Gaon. Mevi Goel of Nevenayim is not talking about the past Geula, nor is it talking about the ultimate and complete and final Geula. What Geula is it? And that's not till the end of the Amida. As Tzemach David is talking about the future Geula. Even the Bracha of Goel Yisrael in the Amida is not talking about the future Geula. So what's it talking about? The daily Geula. Thank you for listening, Jonathan. The daily Geula. And that's why it's Balashin Hovet in the present tense. Umevi Goel of Nevenayim. Not He previously brought the Geula, and not He will bring the Geula. He brings the Geula each and every day. Each and every day. Wow. What a way to begin the Amida. What a way to begin this conversation. It's to stop and to pause and to reflect and to realize, wow, it's a miracle I'm here. It's a miracle individually we're here. It's a miracle collectively. This Jewish story goes on that it continues. And it's only because He is Mevi Goel. He brings the Geula. And while we may wish for and want and long for the final and the complete Geula, until then, Geula doesn't happen linear. Geula doesn't happen in a binary way. You're not in Gullus or Geula. It's not binary. It's not one or the other. We're not in exile and punked and you blink, you fold your arms, you do whatever you do, and there'll be Geula. It doesn't happen that way. It happens gradually. And it happens incrementally. And I'll tell you something amazing. Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, the Yerushalmi says, we're all familiar with this, Tosfos quotes it in the Bavli, why do we drink 4 cups of wine on Pesach night? What is the source of 4 cups of wine? Several reasons are given, but Tosfos quotes this Yerushalmi, why? 4? Says, fill the 4 Lashonos of Geula. But the Torah Tumim points out, that's not actually what the Yerushalmi says. What the Yerushalmi says is, Minayin la'arba kosos bepesach. How do you know you drink 4 cups? Amreb Yochanan keneged arba geulos. Corresponding with the 4 redemptions. V'otzeisi v'itzalti v'galti v'lakachti. Zog the Torah Tumima in his commentary on Shmos. V'chol ha'poskim v'ha'mefarshim v'sifrei agada shehuvu drashazu. Huva b'lashon keneged arba l'shonos geula. V'inoch rosh ab Yerushalmi chasera mila l'shonos. Ella keneged arba geulos. Uladaiti lashon zem mechuvan ma'od. Says the Torah Tamima, we've changed, it's wrong. It's inaccurate. It's not correct. The Gemara Chazal did not say we drink 4 cups corresponding with the 4 different languages, with the 4 synonyms for redemption. It's not what it says. Why do we drink 4 cups? Because there are 4 geulas. If there are 4 geulas, it means it's not linear, it's not binary, it's not this or that, and it doesn't happen immediately and automatically. It is a process. It is a journey. It is incremental. And he tells us we should preserve that original notion. Indeed, you see this elsewhere as well. Mevi Goel of Nevenei, Mevi in the present, every day. The Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Zayin wonders, why is the bracha of geula the 7th bracha? Why is the bracha Evan Yenu, Hashem, fight our fights and help redeem us? Why is that the seventh bracha? And the Gemara says, because the gula will happen b'shvius, the gula is going to happen in the seventh year. So kavua b'shvius. So we therefore made it the seventh bracha, because the gula will happen in the seventh year, the Shemitah, the merit of the Shemitah year. Then the Gemara says, frak the Gemara va'amar mar b'shishar kolos b'shvi mochamos, in the sixth year of the 7 years before Mashiach, sounds will be heard, and then b'shvius mochamos, in the seventh year, there'll be wars, and b'motzei shvius ben David ba, and when will Mashiach arrive? When will he come? Not in the seventh year, but after the seventh year. So why is the bracha, Goel Yisrael, Revan Yinu, why is the seventh bracha? If Mashiach doesn't come until Motzei, the seventh year, till the eighth year, then why is it the seventh bracha? Why is it the seventh bracha? But we're committed to end on time, so I'll leave it as a cliffhanger. Because the Gemara gives a fascinating answer. What happens in the seventh year is also part of Geula, even before Mashiach comes. Not four Lashonos of Geula, there are four Geulos. There are stages, and there are periods, and there are units. And it is a process and a development and evolution of Geula. And that's what the Gemara answers. And we see what the Gemara answers as a halachic concept as well that we'll begin with tomorrow night. Mashiach should come. B'meirah v'yameinu.